Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, so where are we today? Friday, right? The end of the week. Good heavens. Yesterday, man, oh man. I could so easily get myself in trouble today. Let's just say that I did not speak of the Kavanaugh hearings yesterday intentionally. I mentioned that on yesterday's program. That was by design. Why? Because I knew what was getting ready to happen today. Here's the deal. Let me clarify a couple things for you first off. I spoke to my mom early. I use this as an example. Called her early yesterday morning. Said, hey, what are you doing? She says, I'm drinking my coffee and watching the news. I said, what are you watching? She said, I'm watching Fox and Friends. I said, you're not watching the news. She said, well, I'm watching Fox News. I said, it's not the news. That's three people sitting around a couch talking crap. It's all they're doing is speculating and bloviating. Period. Sheer conjecture. This is nothing. All they're doing is chatting. No different than the three of us if I sit down and talk with my mom and dad and I tell you, hey, this is what I think is going on here. This is what I think is going to happen. Well, I think the American people this and the American people don't know. They don't know crap. That's three people giving you their opinions on a couch in the morning while you're drinking your coffee. That is not the news. And that's what happened yesterday. And that's why I didn't want to talk about Kavanaugh. There was no news. The only news about Kavanaugh is what was happening today. What happened today? Cloture. That's what happened today. The Senate voted 51-49 to end debate and go to a vote tomorrow afternoon. I think it's 30 hours. That's it. That's news. That's what happened today. Why is that important? Well, I'll tell you why it's important. Because what you saw the left do to Kavanaugh is what the left has been doing to you over the course of the last decade. They just threw an entire decade at him in a span of about 87 days. Really, they sent it at him in about a two-week period, not an 87-day period. The nomination process took about 87 days as of yesterday. I think it's 88 today, 88 or 89 days today. Regardless, they were desperate. They threw what they've been throwing at you as a gun owner, this deriding you, this calling you murderer, this calling you names, blaming you for murders around the country. Simply because you're a gun owner, they blame you for the actions of criminal. What they did with Kavanaugh was all of that thrown in. They just threw the kitchen sink at him in about a two-week period. Sheer desperation from the left. But here's what I knew I was going to see today. I knew I was going to see Dianne Feinstein stand up on the floor of the Senate and literally lie her 85-year-old tail off. It was remarkable to witness. First, Grassley stands up, gives his assessment, factual assessment. This is what happened on day one. This is what happened 7 weeks later. This is what the minority ranking member did and didn't do. Here's what she sat on. Here's what was the result of that. Now, any clear-thinking individual knows everything that Feinstein did was working in lockstep with Chuck Schumer behind the scenes and Nancy Pelosi to derail Kavanaugh's nomination and destroy his life in the process. That was all part of the plan. Any clear-thinking, intellectually honest human being understands that. And today we got to see Grassley talk about it. He was followed by Feinstein, who stood there and lied her satellite radio moment word off. Literally lied like crazy. It took her about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes into her discussion of Kavanaugh to turn to guns. And she completely mischaracterized Kavanaugh's positions on firearms. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she said specifically. We've talked about what she has said before in the past. What matters is it took about 2 minutes for her to go to guns. She hates Kavanaugh because he respects the Constitution and the right to bear arms, something which she does not. Everything's okay with Feinstein that she agrees with. If she doesn't agree with it, she hates it. And that's what we witnessed today on the floor of the Senate. Okay, you got me. Here's what she said about Kavanaugh today. Another issue that gives me great pause is Judge Kavanaugh's extreme position on guns. That's what she said. Extreme position on guns. In reviewing his record, his judicial opinions on guns, she said, and I'm paraphrasing, pretty darn close, it's clear his record goes beyond the norm. She said something to the effect that goes that the beyond the norm being meaning more extreme than just simply being pro-gun, she said. She then went on to talk about his dissent in Heller 2 and how Kavanaugh believed that millions and millions and millions, and she quoted this, millions and millions and millions of these semi-automatic rifles are in the hands of law-abiding Americans, possessed. And she claims that just because they're possessed doesn't mean they're in common use. So according to Feinstein and all of her infinite lying Democrat socialist wisdom, if the gun is not slung over your shoulder or actively being put to use on a range, it's not, get this, in common use. It's simply possessed. Feinstein is playing semantics. She is a flat-out, bald-faced liar, and she knows it. Her hypocrisy was on complete, utter, total display today on the floor of the U.S. Senate, as was Chuck Schumer. Here are the two people that orchestrated one of the greatest political hit jobs I've ever seen in my entire life, and so did the entire nation, by the way. And as it played out, both of these individuals took to the floor of the Senate and blamed the Republicans for their extremism. I honest to God, I couldn't. It was difficult for me to watch the lies from Schumer and Feinstein today. It is utterly remarkable. I actually believe these people feel so beyond reproach that they are so morally superior and elite that they simply are incapable of telling a lie. I'm at a point where I just absolutely believe that. Well, fortunately, McConnell jumped back on there, and actually Mitch put them both to bed, as did Grassley in his opening remarks. So we got some sanity in there, and then others spoke. But that's why I didn't touch Kavanaugh yesterday, because there wasn't any news. Nothing was happening. It was nothing but a bunch of bloviating by a bunch of people sitting on couches, sitting at news desks, just talking crap, telling you what they think, and none of it is news. It's nothing but fake news. It's nothing but opinions masquerading as news. None of it was news. Now, I'll tell you what was news was John Paul Stevens, former justice, 98 years old. At first, he said he didn't mind Kavanaugh. I thought it was a great, brilliant legal mind. Disagrees with him about some things, but nonetheless, should be seated. Until he saw Kavanaugh exhibit his defensive and fiery rhetoric when he came back in to give more, I'll call it testimony, to face the Senate Judiciary Committee and the accusations that were leveled at him. The baseless, flat-out, bald-faced, smearing lies from the Democrats. And somehow, Justice Stevens, former Justice Stevens, has an issue with Kavanaugh defending himself and his honor and his integrity and his decency and his reputation as a man, as a father, as a son, as a brother, whatever he is, as an uncle, as a human being. Justice Stevens had a problem with that. Of course, Justice Stevens is the same lunatic that said the Second Amendment should be repealed. A Supreme Court judge, retired, saying that he believes a part of our Bill of Rights should be repealed. Because why? He doesn't like it. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Here's my response to Justice Stevens. I don't care what you think. Nobody gives a crap what you think. Nobody cares what you think, except the lunatic left who agree with you. They care about what you think. Intellectually honest Americans don't. Rabid ideologues do. What if Stevens' position were we should abolish the First Amendment? Would we be paying any attention? Would the media be paying any attention to him if that were his position? Of course not. Well, they would. They'd pay attention to what he said, but they'd have a completely different take on it. They'd be attacking him because they value and cherish their First Amendment rights to lie to you and to give you fake news. Without a First Amendment, they can't do that, can they? But God forbid it's the Second Amendment. So these are the people that we're talking about. That's why we didn't talk about Kavanaugh yesterday. Here's what happened today. Kavanaugh, 51-49, was voted, cloture was voted on, and the nomination is proceeding tomorrow, where Kavanaugh will be confirmed, and he will be sworn in, and he will be seated on this court. And the rabid left can't stand it. In the meantime, it's backfired. They're dubious, devious, evil, rotten, sick, twisted, pathetic, demonic, attempts to destroy this man, to advance their agenda at all costs, has failed. And the sleeping giant has been reawakened. Back after this. Attention, gun owner, you're running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and your free audiobook. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. With the USCCA's free Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide, you can finally protect yourself with the truth. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. You'll be amazed by these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll be even more shocked when you discover what happened after. Because making just one mistake can be the difference between freedom or jail. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus deadly force checklist. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But this is your last chance. Don't miss out. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, you're running out of time. All right, just like this show is today. The week is running out. All right, time is moving by. Claim it. I don't know why you wouldn't. The free life-saving guide and the free audiobook from the USCCA. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. Free shocking true stories of self-defense audiobook and critical self-defense survival guide. I've been telling you about it for about a couple weeks now. ArmedandResponsible.com is where you go to grab it. True stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks. But you will be even more shocked when you discover what happened to the good, decent people afterward. One mistake, freedom or jail. That's the difference. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. Make sure to go there. Ooh, well, I told you in the last segment, the sleeping giant is awakened, right? Yeah, woke, right? The sleeping giant is woke. Did the Democrats actually think that the American people were going to fall for this crap? I believe they do, yeah. I believe they are that unhinged that they have over so many, this has developed over decades. This didn't happen yesterday. Barack Obama's election was the summit. It took years to get to that. They cannot believe that Hillary Clinton is not the president. They cannot believe they were rejected in the last election. And they're suffering from mental illness as a result of that. You saw what happened on that committee if you watched any of the Kavanaugh hearings. Lunacy doesn't even come close to the description. Sick, twisted, demented, evil does. And I stand by that description. All you have to do is watch what Dianne Feinstein did to Kavanaugh and his family by sitting on those documents that she had in her possession, and she did it for 7 weeks. That's nothing short of evil. Knowingly, at the 11th hour, coming out to destroy a man's life and reputation because they're so concerned with power and agenda. That's sickening. It's sickening. It should be a crime. She should be put on trial as a result of that, in my estimation. Ethics charge, not enough. That should be criminal, what she did. I'm hopeful Lindsey Graham does something about it. But that's a whole different show. This is the hatred, the deep hatred that they show for you as gun owners. I'm going to keep driving this home for you. They know that with him on that court, your gun rights, your children's and your grandchildren's gun rights are safe. They know that. All of her 95 gazillion plus years, thanks a lot for that, California, in the U.S. Senate, all of that work that she spent over those 95 gazillion years, down the tubes. That's what this represents to her. Now, the rest of them have motivation as well. But the party as a whole knows that their house of cards is about ready to get blown over because they know that none of their efforts over the years will withstand the scrutiny, will withstand constitutional scrutiny by a justice like Kavanaugh combined with a Gorsuch and a Thomas and hopefully a Roberts, etc. They know that. But the sleeping giant, the Republicans are woke. I do believe we're woke. Conservatives are woke. Gun owners are certainly woke. I think you're going to show up at the polls. This is my guess, but I'm feeling this. This is a sense that you can feel. Now, I'm not ready to admit defeat in the House yet. I've said on this program, plus 5 seats. I'm sticking to that right now. I'm sticking to that. I may be wrong, but I am sticking with it. You remember when I said Trump plus 300 electoral votes? Some of you still want me to pick your lotto numbers. Good luck with that. But I'm sticking with that. So the sleeping giant is awakened. I believe you're going to go to the polls in droves now because you are just disgusted by what you saw. McConnell said it right. The resistance resides within these halls. He was talking about the Senate and Congress and Washington, and he was absolutely correct. It's leadership, he said, resides in these halls. And he's right. He's got that figured out. What the hell took so long? We've known it for years. But go back to Barack Obama's presidency and why these Democrats act the way they act. Because they cannot believe that the American people. So, yes, they do believe. They can't believe that you rejected them. They cannot believe it. In their righteous indignation, they just cannot accept the fact that they have been rejected and their ideology has been rejected. And that that rejection manifested itself in the election of Donald Trump. They are just sickened by it to the point they are mentally diseased as a result. Hence why they're acting the way they're acting. Take away their guns, right? As I said in the presidential election in 2016, I believe some people are going to be very, very surprised when they wake up the day after. I believe they're going to be very, very surprised. Let's go back to guns. I'm going to give you a little hint of some of the things we're going to talk about on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, in particular with AWR Hawkins. Now, he's got a couple great pieces out that I wanted to hit you with today. One of them in particular, LeBron James. This guy's a clown. He's just nothing short of a clown. He's a great basketball player. Woo-hoo. Big deal. A hero that does not make you, LeBron James. It makes you a good basketball player. And you know what, basketball player? I don't give a crap what you think about guns. I don't care about your social justice warrior. I don't care about any of it. Play basketball, and that's it, as far as I'm concerned. Get your politics out of your sports. I like watching basketball. Great athletes. I've been to a couple Hawks games, had the amazing opportunity to sit down on the floor with all the rappers, I kid you not, literally sitting right there with 2 Chainz and the rest of them. Yeah, it was a hoot. It really was. And hopefully I'll be able to do that again this season, too. It's really something. But I want to watch them play. I don't want to hear their social justice garbage. I want to watch them play basketball. And I wish they would stick to that. Remember Bob Costas? I had to listen to Bob Costas last night watching the Braves get beat by the Dodgers. I don't want to hear Bob Costas. Bob Costas was lecturing me about my guns on a football sideline a number of years ago. Do you remember that? We discussed it on Armed American Radio. I don't like knowing LeBron James's politics if I watch him play basketball. It makes me not want to watch him play basketball. If I were the owner of these teams, I'd say, guys, shut up and play basketball, okay? Cut the crap. Cut the politically correct crap. Go play basketball. Don't divide. I don't want any division. I want to sell as many tickets as possible. I want you to make as much money as possible. I want to make as much money as possible. I don't want to hear it. Play basketball. And don't do it during the off season. Just shut up. Now, that's my opinion. Why am I talking about LeBron James? Well, it's interesting because LeBron James is a gun control zealot. He don't like your guns. But you know what? He likes his. Oh, there's a shocker, right? How would we have ever guessed that? LeBron James likes his own guns, but boy, he don't like yours. Well, because he's LeBron James, he can tell you those things. Hey, I'm LeBron. You shouldn't have guns. Guns are bad. But I need guns to protect me because I'm LeBron. I'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. LeBron, let's stay on him. On a roll. Can't stand this stuff. Really hate this stuff. The hypocrisy just blows my mind. Gun control proponent LeBron James has armed guards on security detail. Whoa, there's a shocker. NBA star and gun control proponent LeBron James is critical of private citizens carrying guns for self-defense, but employs at least 10 armed security personnel at his home for defense of himself and his family. Hey, LeBron, now you can really shut up, pal. Get off of it. Let it go. Shut your trap. Play basketball. Don't lecture me about my right to bear arms, bro. Don't do it, pal. Don't need it. Don't want to hear it from you. How dare you? But now let's start to analyze it. Why does he do this? Why does a guy like LeBron James come out and tell you that guns are bad, support gun control, but employ armed security for himself and not even apparently see the hypocrisy? I'll tell you why. Because these people believe they're better than you. That's the only answer there is. He is LeBron James. He is of an elevated stature. He is elite. Because he is elite, he is due these certain things. It's okay to have extravagant wealth. The rules don't apply to him. The 1% rules don't apply. The wage gap does not apply to him. Why? Because he got out of the hood. Because he's a great athlete. because he's deserving of those millions upon millions of dollars, because you can't do what he can do. Therefore, he has earned it. He is entitled to it and all of the trappings that come with that. The great suits that cost more money than most people make in a year. Those below the poverty level. The $50,000 watches, $1,000 shoes, far more than that. The Bentleys, the Maseratis, the Lamborghinis, the giant homes. I am entitled to these things, and I'm also entitled to protect them because I am LeBron James. Because I am who I am. This is the mentality. And, you know, in a way, you can think about some of this in your own life. We all feel a certain set of entitlements somewhere in our lives, don't we? Man, I need a good vacation. I've earned it, damn it. I'm entitled to it. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but you're really not. But you really are. But you're really not entitled to it. But you know what, damn it, you are. You earned it. You don't have a right to it, but you work your tail off. You've earned it. I can't even tell you. I took 4 days off a couple weeks ago, Saturday to Wednesday, drove 6 hours on Saturday, drove 6 hours on Wednesday, had Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and couldn't really take a break. Prior to that, it had been years. I'm talking back about 7 years since I took a real vacation, and that was a cruise for my parents' 50. It's been longer than that. I think the Monster Show was only about a year old at the time, I think. Never missed a broadcast on a Sunday, took the cruise in between. But nonetheless, I kind of felt like I was entitled to take a few days off. But you know what? I'm really not. I'm really not entitled. I don't have a right to it. Okay? But we individuals, as human beings, this is human nature. We feel this sense of entitlement to something. So you know what? You take the vacation. Maybe you feel like you're entitled to it, that trip to Tahiti, because you've worked your tail off, you know, for the last 10 years, the trip of a lifetime that you want to take. And you know what? You really are. So go do it. But you're really not, right? You understand what I'm saying here. But you know what we're all entitled to? Defense of ourselves and our lives. We are entitled to that. LeBron is certainly entitled to it, and he feels it, because he's LeBron James. But you shouldn't have guns. He is critical of you, private you, carrying a gun. Following the October 1st, 2015 attack on gun-free Umpqua Community College, Associate Press reporter Tom Withers quoted LeBron saying, "There is no room for guns." He told the AP that there need to be greater penalties for carrying a gun, legal or illegal. Think about that. Why? To make people think twice about doing it. But he's okay with professionals surrounding himself, his home, and his family carrying guns. He's okay with that. Again, this is just a blatant, flagrant display of hypocrisy from the left. This is that same boneheaded actor, DiCaprio or whatever his name is, flying around on private jets telling you need to reduce your carbon footprint. He's a flat-out idiot. He's a liar and an idiot. It's about time people call these people what they are. Nonsense-riddled morons. He's a freaking actor. He plays other people. He lives in a phony world. And he's got a mission to save the planet from ourselves. So arrogant to believe that his little tiny self, and yeah, he's tiny, even in a big giant mansion, can just alter the world's weather and climate. It's nonsense. And he's nonsense. And we don't care what he thinks. Act. Titanic, yeah, okay, it was a good movie. If you like those kind of movies. I don't really care what you think about anything else. but for some reason you feel a need to shove it down my throat. So does LeBron. And isn't it amazing that everything these phonies want to shove down our throat is something that takes something away from us? It's an infringement on our freedoms. LeBron doesn't want to better us by giving us more freedoms. He wants to take away something we have a right to have for ourselves, a human right to have. Not just a constitutional recognized right, but a human right to have. In fact, he has it. They always want to take something away. They want to restrict us. Stop driving so much. You're hurting Earth. I suggest you stop talking so much. You're hurting my head. So easy to do. Oh, my God. Oh. I am being serious. Not joking about this at all. It angers me beyond belief. It just is incredible. Who are you to lecture me on anything? Unless I'm a really crappy actor and you want to give me some critique because you're a really good actor. You know what? That's fair. That's fair. I would take that criticism. If I acted in a movie and I sucked really bad, and Leonardo DiCaprio saw me and said, "Hey, man, you sucked really bad. Let me give you some pointers." I'd be all about that. I'd be okay with that. All right, Leo, come on, man. Hook me up. Make me as good as you. Don't be lecturing me now about flying around. Don't be doing that. I'll throw you out. I'm allowed to have some fun, right? Now, you remember also, AWR talks in the same piece about LeBron, Leo DiCaprio. I know, isn't it funny? Oh, good heavens. I feel a little better, though, after this segment. I really do. Tell us what you really think. Oh, if I told you what I really thought, I'd get thrown off the airwaves. Well, if I told you in a specific way the way I really felt, I'd get thrown off the airwaves. When we come back from this break, we're going to wrap up the program. I'll give you some more hints of what's coming up on the Monster Show, some more topics we'll be talking about. And then the following weekend, I'm going to be heading out to Phoenix. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will continue right after this. Yes, I'm going to go take a chill. I'll be back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four. We'll go back to LeBron James for just a minute. I had too much fun with that because it is fascinating. It really, truly is fascinating. But before I do that, let me take you back to the armedandresponsible.com, please, because you are running out of time on this, all right? The clock is ticking. So if you want the free life-saving guide and the free audiobook, now is the time to do it. Learn the truth. Learn the real things, okay? And take advantage of it while all this stuff is free. Talking about the free Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook, and the Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. You are also going to get the bonus the Deadly Force Checklist. There it is. If you act now, you think I know that by now, right? I've been talking about it for so long. With your free guide and audiobook, you're going to know when you can and can't shoot, what to do and say when the cops get there, because they're going to get there, and how to survive the legal aftermath. God forbid you have to go through it. I pulled a gun on two human beings a number of years ago. Thank God I didn't have to go through this. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger, but you know what? I would have, because I was going home to my two-week-old daughter. And if you ever find yourself in a situation like I did, and you are forced to pull the trigger because the mere presence of your gun has not done its job as mine did under those circumstances, you need to know this stuff. It's available to you at armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Please go get it. Let me go back to LeBron James for just a second, because it is fascinating to me, the sense of entitlement that these people feel. All right. Hey, I'm a celebrity. I'm allowed to fly around in private jets. Hey, I'm a CEO. Of course it's okay if I fly around in a private jet. I work my tail off. I paid for this thing. And you know what? They're right. They are entitled to that. They're entitled to spend their money any way they want. Look, Leonardo DiCaprio is a lot of goofy, dopey, moronic things in my book. But he earned his money because we paid for the movies. He's not overpaid. None of the athletes are overpaid. Man, that's capitalism. God bless him. LeBron James, go out and make as much money as you can. If you can get another 50 cents on the end of that contract, do it. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You are who you are because you are damn good at what you do. I have no problem with that at all. And you are entitled to go out and buy that big mansion if you so choose to do so. I don't care how many cars you have. God bless you. That comes with the territory. This is America. That is the American dream. There is a 1%, a 5%, a 10%. It's a reality. You don't like it? Go live in Moscow. Go live in China. Go move to Beijing. I know people who live there. Go move to Beijing. I just saw them 2 days ago. They were at the house. I barbecued for them. Kid you not. Dear friends of ours. Known them for years. Father took a job as a CEO of a company out in China. Moved his family to China. Going to be there for 6 years. They're being watched and listened to everywhere they go. And that's the way they live. But the money was really great. And they travel the world anyway. But if you don't like it, go live there. Because if you're not living like my boy is, don't like it, go live in Venezuela. Go see how they live. Go live in Castro's Cuba. So I don't want to hear it. It is the American dream. These people are allowed. You know, Leonardo can't fly around in a private jet. He can afford it. God bless him for that. I wish I could. I know people who fly in private jets. Several of them. I don't have one yet. If I ever quit thinking I'm going to get one, right, then I'm never going to get one. That's just my own personal growth strategy, right? You can think yourself into things. I'm living proof of that. And I know many people who are. I just haven't been thinking big enough yet. You're running out of time, dude. I know, I'm feeling that clock. But they are. But what they're not is that they're not entitled to tell me that I can't have things. They're not entitled to tell me that I can't have what they have, regardless of what it is. Whether it be a gun, whether it be a big car, they can't tell me those things. There is this sense that if you are a certain thing or you achieve a certain thing, then you get certain things that other people shouldn't have. That's the sense of entitlement that I'm talking about that is wrong. You have to be me to get this. I can lecture you about guns because I've achieved this. And it's okay for me to protect myself. I do get threats. I'm allowed, and LeBron is allowed to protect himself. So am I, and so are you. You ever run into LeBron James? Go tell him to pound salt. Tell him I said so. I can just have fun with that the rest of the day. It gets me. Some of the things you're going to hear about, I'm not going to be on the air tomorrow to tell you what happened in the Senate vote, so I'm going to tell you what happened now. Kavanaugh, are they going to pull a 12th-hour deal here? The Democrats, I wouldn't put it past them at all. Wouldn't put that past the Democrats at all. Getting close to 5 o'clock on the East Coast. Who knows what's going to happen with these lunatics, these diseased, twisted, sick Democrats in the Senate. Who knows what happens between now and Saturday? I have no idea. Could they? Yeah, they could. Wouldn't put it past them at all. Don't know. But I will tell you this. I do believe, and we're going to find out on the Monster Show if I'm right, that Joe Manchin is going to vote with the Republicans. Now, he voted to end debate. That doesn't mean he's going to vote. It just means he voted to end debate. It was kind of a tip of the hat. Of course, every Democrat, with the exception of Joe Manchin, voted not to end debate. I mean, he had one Republican vote not to end debate. Alaska, yeah. Probably not a very smart move. But that does not mean that she's not going to vote for Kavanaugh. That doesn't mean that. It just means she voted not to end the debate. She voted with the Democrats not to end the debate. So it will be interesting, but he will be confirmed. Unless that 12th hour thing comes in, and I haven't seen it yet, right? So we just don't know. We do know that they're capable of it. But we will talk about Lindsey Graham and Joe Manchin and some of the things that Lindsey Graham saw. I want to talk with AWR Hawkins about that. Hopefully I can bring Mr. Alan Gottlieb on, talk with him about that too. get some ideas. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat, Virginia, there you go. Once more assault, once more bans, once another assault weapons ban, once more gun control running on it. And Voice of America claims the Democrats can win, not just in 18, but clearly in 2020, by making gun control their number one issue. They think it might be a winning strategy. Here's my suggestion to them. Oh, go for it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Especially after what we saw with Kavanaugh. Please, I'm begging you, do it. And while you're at it, trot out David Hogg. See, I couldn't go through one where I couldn't. I had to mention the clown, right? Yeah, here's my suggestion. Trot out David Hogg. Bring him to every campaign event for every candidate. Let's let America hear this kid's infinite words of wisdom as his 15 minutes continue to dwindle and wane. Oh, good heavens, good heavens, good heavens. All right. Also, AP admits school shootings are uncommon. There's a lot that we're going to talk about on the Monster program this week coming up on Sunday. I can promise you that. But I got an email right now today I want to read for you that made my day, absolutely made my day. And I want you to hear it. Mark, nothing too much to contribute except to say, have a damned fine day, sir. Besides hosting the best Second Amendment radio in the land, you host some of the best radio, period. In the same way that the USCCA Mag has gotten generic publication awards for the magazine covers and layout, I think you should be recognized for your pure radio work. I've been around nearly as long as you, 52 years, and have been listening to talk radio since I was 8. These are tough days, and I appreciate you riding shotgun with me on the way to work every day. I marvel at your ability to remain objective and optimistic. It can't be easy, so I wanted to offer my encouragement. It was a great pleasure to have met you in person. Have yourself an excellent Friday weekend, and I pray all is well at the ranch with you, your family, and the pup. Warmest regards, Ken Thompson. Ken, you got my personal reply to you by email, but thank you, brother, for that email. It did, in fact, make my day. And now to close out this day with you, listener, I hope you have a great day, too, just like Ken wished one for me. I wish it right back at you. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on Sunday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.